Blog Talk Radio.
Mopa, you too, my brothers. I never thought you capable of such decisiveness. And so now,
in the valley of the shadow of death,
let nothing remain that demands of
shadow.
Capable of life. And so now,
the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
You too, my brothers. I never thought you capable of such decisiveness. And so, what now?
Indeed, indeed, indeed. What now? What now? What now? We are in, live in effect. We're a little bit behind schedule, but it is not our fault. Again, we are loading into this part 4 of the Han Tang Empire. There were some things I wanted to bring up yesterday, but I didn't have enough time. But the one thing we did come into conclusion with some information I put out on Facebook yesterday, but I'm going to bring it up today. When you look at the helmet that belongs to the Mongolian Empire, and the type of helmet they have, and it's two particular kinds, actually three. One favors the helmets that you see that they wear over there in Göbekli Tepe. And the other one, as we stated, was yesterday was linked to the Rock of the Dome. So here we have Dragon in both of the customs of the book. And even more importantly, they both deal with a red dragon. Funny how that came into play. But mind you, I suggest you go check out this movie called Eight Pole Fighter. Again, these cats are wearing a Santa Claus hat, but instead of it curving backwards, it's curving forward, just like that general hat that they wear on the battlefield for the Mongol Empire. Now, I also stated that this particular group called themselves Tatar. That's what, under their language, that's what they was calling the Mongolian Empire at that time. Now, the reason why I was referring back to this and coming to a part four, because I'm noticing an association between the Twa and also what you would call the Redskin people or the Redskin Twa. Now, before I jump into all this information, of course, we're going to go into a commercial break. But also, once we get back into all this, we're also going to link up the information that's over there, linking Lilibala, who is linked to the Queen of Sheba, and also the information that shows the swastika sign. I'm avoiding that one, but I want to go with the one that has that particular 8-pointed star design that's in the Nile Valley, showing that the Asians were there on the scene. They deal with the 8-pointed star. I'm looking at one clear as day. It's basically a plus sign with the circle encased on the outer rims of the plus sign. But the plus sign is showing like a triangular point for each one. They're all connected in the middle. That's four. Yes, I got that. But you also have to take consideration about the spaces that separate them. That's also four. So four plus four is eight. Know your realm, baby. Again, we're going to come back into this when we get back into the commercial break and lay this information on us even deeper, because we got to understand what we're dealing with.
Swing low. Time to move on. Light years in time. Ahead of our time. Free your mind and come fly with me. It's hip on the mothership. Stop. Thank you.
In the mood for some seafood in Pompano Beach area? Stop by Bojo Seafood, located at 731 North MLK Boulevard in Pompano Beach, Florida. They have a $5 lunch special, and also make sure you stop in every Friday to check out the fish fry they have going on every Friday. Again, Bojo Seafood, located at 731 North MLK. Support the Black Nation. Advertising too much for your budget in this fast-paced economy? Give Shadow Productions a call, 404-512-3355. They specialize with brochures, flyers, and other advertising materials to help you flood your social media. That's Shadow Productions, 404-512-3355. Give them a call. Support the Black Nation, people.
Most deaf, most deaf. Always have to support the Black Nation. Got to do that. Let's dig into this first. All right. So basically, we were at the 300s with certain segments into play, but we were digging with the Tellums, who was in the Pygmy, Red Pygmy, who was in Asia, not Asia, but the Dogon region. But what struck me was when we did the research on the homes, the carvings on the caves. So this goes to show you that not just crackers came out of cave with that bullshit slogan. And we know somebody tampered with them. Let's also add that to the addition. Let's not ignore the fact that somebody tampered with them and made them what they are. Y'all don't want to pull the beans out on that buddy. You want to duck and hide. Now, here it is. They being trained by this culture, that culture, the pimp, a culture. Use y'all to break us down. Y'all still pump that anthem on today. I mean, look at this. These type of a treatment that we endure, or endure rather, endure when it came to trying to make a living or trying to come up, or even just trying to be free, period. Or they even ask to come over here, or you split up our fucking nation. But yet and still, no one looks at the Asiatic as, you know, someone who got their hands dirty in this. See, that's what I mean by dealing with that triangulating or triple crossing game plan. Game plan. But of course, we now understand now what's going on. The Sons of Liberty, the Sons of Liberty that's over here in America, that's linked to the 13 colony, they take orders from the Sons of the Desert. And the Sons of the Desert are trained by what's called the Nine Sons of the Dragon. See how you got rank and file? And of course, they all follow what's known as the Dragon King. Whoever that is, we don't know, but this is their system. This is their system. So we're dealing with a league of people who got eyes on us. And I can see why a lot of y'all scared. I can see why a lot of y'all, you know, afraid. But that's because your stupid ass don't know science. And I hate to say it that way, but you your own ignorant plague. Your own plague. So if you're your own ignorant plague, you don't see how? Because you the one turning everything down. Learn to say yes. Then again, sometimes learn to say no. Stop taking everything in if you're a moocher. Learn to turn that shit down. Motherfucker, depend on your ass for some shit. What happened? You nowhere to be found. Invisible. See? See how you roll? Okay. Okay, now, we also was addressing yesterday about the Moors being in Asia as well. And that was something that caught my attention, because when we saw the evidence of the Moors coming to South Asia, it was Behead City. And people ain't trust y'all. What happened? Why? Why y'all don't spill the beans on that in y'all history with your Moorish science? They got it written down in there. See? So with that being said, culminating everything together, we can now start to see also how they were invaded Europe, because of based on the Vikings and the Asiatics, as well as, you know, whoever else, Persia, whatever else. We were talking about before, you know, what you would call white Europeans or red race Europeans. We were basically dealing with the North being dealt with being all black. And there's heavy evidence of it. Heavy evidence of it. Now, I know I said I was going to come up with some cave dwellings, but since we started the show kind of late, I'm going to go ahead and kind of push that to the side unless I have a few moments later on. But I've been given a strict call on certain things when we have the show limited to certain time, a certain capacity. They want us to introduce the commercial breaks to advertise the people out there, and I don't mind doing that. So, you know, every just about every half an hour, on the head of the half hour, we basically going to be playing the commercial breaks and popping information in that way. And also, we're going to be adding new ones, because they just loaded up some new ones. So, they're going to be adding this to the show soon. Again, what I'm rolling with here, and I want everybody to focus on, also, based on what we was talking about, is the way they constructed their buildings. Now, here we saw over there in Ethiopia that showed that plus sign that dealt with the monument that King Lalibela or Emperor Lalibela left there in Ethiopia. That shows an eight-pointed star that they like to link towards David. Also, in eight-pointed star, but they want to link it towards David, even though we know he deals with a different kind of system. Hint, hint, but it's still related. You have a six-pointed star in Göbekli Tepe, and you also have a let me see if I can pull it up. And you also have the eight-pointed star over there in Göbekli Tepe, just like you also have a six-pointed star over there in Göbekli Tepe. They're sitting right there next to each other, the two megaliths that you see. But all these rectangular blocks, trust me, that's the information that got from the South, or that's the South that's building it, and somebody plagiarized. So, I mean, the situation calls for, even matter of fact, even with this six-pointed star, this is actually a 12-pointed star, because they have a circle around it. You got to make account for the space. And in the middle, it has, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 sides, so that's kind of like a hexagon. Am I correct with that one? Hexagon. So, again, now we see why the hexagon, and matter of fact, the stop sign is what, an octagon, correct? I think so, yeah. Eight sides. So there are some symbols that are tied to the six side symbol. Let's see what hexagon symbols are out there. And quite a bit. And you know what's funny about it? I know for sure that let me see, hexagons, corporate symbols. Definitely to put corporate symbols or business symbols, but I know certain mechanics or a certain corporations had that design as the type of shape they were using for the logo. Sorry if I'm taking too long with my words. I was doing some typing, but with that being said, as far as hexagon symbolism, I mean, it's a broad. It's a broad. You got quite a few things out there that's linked to it. And I'm not going to really say who the companies are. That's up for y'all to go in and check in for yourself because, you know, don't make no sense linking me to conspiracy theories and shit like that. I'm beyond that point. It'd be best if y'all see these symbols for yourself and what companies are tied into them. Best thing to do is Google it, do a search for it, but pull up the imagery of it. To help satisfy your thoughts on it. But again, Göbekli Tepe also gives that particular location or information to it, but it's not mentioned in too many books. Why is that? We don't know. They do have a portion of that land, outskirts of that, which is in the Bible, and also Mount Nimrut, that's also in the Bible too. So, again, if you want to link Nimrod or Nimrod to this, now you see who they kind of taking orders from. Now let's bring up Nimrod for a second. And I want to dig into this because I never really pulled up Nimrod information too much except for when, you know, somebody was just yip-yapping about it. I never really dug into it. Okay, that's dealing with Cush, grandson of Ham. Okay, I understand where he's from, but started his kingdom at Babylon. Well. All right, let's see what we pull up with Nimrod and tie it to the red dragon. We got to go in deep and connect these dots because we're going to be for sure seeing what the hell is going on here if, you know, we got one of our own associated with the shit. That's the only thing I'm saying. Let's see, red dragon. Okay, so far, I ain't getting that with Nimrod and the Red Dragon. Okay, so they hiding that information. Let's see. Hold up. Another word. Another wonder in heaven. A great Red Dragon. According to the system, which Nimrod was a grand instrument. Whoa. Hold on here, people. Hold on here. Now, I got this under what's called the Great Red Dragon. To Babylon, as in the number two. Now, let's look up to Babylon first before we get into this. Because I didn't even know there was two Babylons, but we're going to figure out what's going on, why they're calling it Two Babylon. Okay, it's a book called Two Babylon. They have Mary in the image, and they have what looks like to be Catholic image or a pagan Babylon image. I'm seeing Christianity in here a lot, but I don't see anything dealing with Islam. So being that they got Islam over here, or matter of fact, Islam is on the scene yet. So why would they have Mary tied into the Babylon thing unless Mary is another form of Ishtar? Now we're getting somewhere. Now we're getting somewhere. All right, let's give a description of the book. Okay, the two Babylons titled, subtitle, let's see, the Papal worship proved to be the worship of Nimrod and his wife in a religious pamphlet published in 1853. And this is with the Free Church of Scotland. Theologian, by the way. It is a central theme. Its allegations that the Catholic Church is a vile continuation of the paganism religion of Babylon. So Catholic deals with Babylon worshiping. And we right back to that shit I was talking about with the Asians, not with the uniform of being like how Tibet is or Buddha and all that shit, but we're going to stay away from that for a second. A product of a millennia old conspiracy. All of the books major claims have been thoroughly refuted by modern scholars, but variations of them continue to remain popular among some groups of evangelists, Protestants. So the argument is what? Okay, what's known as Pan Babylon. And this is under a school in the 19th century to argue the classical and ancient Near East civilization took all its inspiration from Babylon. Well, hold up now. They do call the moon god Sin. Okay, I'm not seeing any records. All right, I don't see any records tying that information to what I was looking for as of yet, so I'm going to hold off on that. Let me go back to this great red dragon. All right, you have the Great Red Dragon, and you have the history of the two Babylons, chiefly in detail. Now we are to view them in a organized system. The idolatrous system of ancient Babylon assumed different phases and different periods of its history. in the prehistoric, in the prophet descriptions of the modern Babylon, there is a evidently also a development of different powers at different times. So now we're dealing with the revelations of chapter 12 through 13 of Revelations. They are as follow: the great red dragon. So let's see, the powers of antiquity at work in the modern Babylon are specifically described in chapter 12 and 13 of Revelation. Okay, so you have the great red dragon, you have the beast that cometh up out of the sea, you have the beast that ascends out of the earth, and the image of the beast in all respects will be found in regards to succession and order to develop. The paganism of the Old Testament Babylon was the exact type of paganism in the New. Okay. So this is linking the Bible to it, but that's not what I'm trying to look for here. I want to know straight up, Nimrod, are you down with the Dragon Clan? If you ain't down with it, I mean, you were tied with Nubia and somebody put stain on your name. But we're going to find out. Nimrod took the dragon. Okay, what is Nimrod took the dragon? We have Nimrod, Mars, and the Marduk connect. I wouldn't go that far with that information. Let's see. Nimrod took the fleece from Cush and pulled it over his head. Several citizens of Kish had reported a large reptile in the region and a terrifying dragon. Okay. You got from Dogon to Dragon. The word dragon comes from the word Dogon. Okay. Dating back to Nimrod. Dogon. Okay, here we go. The Sabbath Covenant. But again, we have red dragon associated with Nimrod, but we don't know for sure if somebody's trying to incriminate the name or what. Okay, there is. All right, you know what? Let's do it this way. Let's see if there's an image that come up of it. Nimrod, Marduk. Okay, and they got a black dragon around, you know, with a bull and like a bird of some sort. Okay, Marduk is associated with a dragon. Nimrod the Hunter. Okay. The Oath of Nimrod. Okay, now there's a book out there called The Oath of Nimrod. And on this book, you have some masonry stuff here. Of course, they got the all-seeing eye with the triangle, and they have like what's known, look like Osiris and Set kind of a thing going on. They also have that plus sign I was telling you about. that represents an 8-pointed star. And they also have the Secret Society logo for the triangle going up and the triangle going down that overlap each other. Let's see. You know what? One more thing caught my attention. Okay, so that's it. And they're like an eye as well. All right, we're going to come back to that symbol when we get a chance. That's crazy. I was looking at the, what they call that 6-pointed star. And realistically, when you look at the outline of it, it's an eye as a diamond for as far as the connection of the shape, the outlines of it. And basically, you how you do the design, you basically draw a arrow going left and an arrow going right, but have them overlapping each other with a triangle shape to show the overlap position. That's how you do that design. And how you see the connection of it, you'll see that there's an eye right there. And that goes to show you not just the eye of Horus, but this is their eye watching over us. But again, that's the 6-pointed star. You got an arrow going left, you got an arrow going right, and you have a diamond shape when you show the connection of the two, and the eyeball is in the middle. And also, in addition to that, you have the masonry symbol where you have the arrow going up and the arrow going down. Quite unique how they put it, but, I mean, you know, I just find it very interesting why they did it that way. But nonetheless, we're going to go to a commercial break and then cut right back into this.
In the mood for some seafood in Pompano Beach area? Stop by Bojo Seafood, located at 731 North MLK Boulevard in Pompano Beach, Florida. They have a $5 lunch special, and also make sure you stop in every Friday to check out the fish fry they have going on every Friday. Again, Bojo Seafood, located at 731 North MLK. Support the Black Nation. Advertising too much for your budget in this fast-paced economy? Give Shadow Productions a call, 404-512-3355. They specialize with brochures, flyers, and other advertising materials to help you flood your social media. That's Shadow Productions, 404-512-3355. Give them a call. Support the Black Nation, people.
up. That's what's up. That's what's up. Anyway, most definitely, we are into celebrating our people, but we also have to celebrate the people who are going to do right. We ain't got time for people who are going to do that spoiled shit just to feed someone else's empire. You rogues are fucking done. Seriously. Let me cut that all down. But again, we can only imagine a lot of the stuff that we went through during slavery and things of that nature. And the abuse that was put on our culture. We know that we wasn't speaking no Jewish language and shit like that when we were being enslaved. And this is even before Europe came and hit us up. So, you know, this whole thing has come to a whole different light now. We done brought up this information dealing with, you know, the Wu-Tang and they clan. And how the nerve of Wu-Tang to sit here and deal with this shit and bragging about how smart they is on other motherfuckers, and lo and behold, look at y'all. Red-handed bandits. Again, you type up the word Nimrod and dragon, it's gonna give you what's called the Oath of Nimrod. Addition to that, it'll give you also information tied to the Red Dragon, the Flag of the Whales, Royal in UK. Now, addition to that, I'm looking at an image here. It looks like, according to this ancient description, is the figure of what is known as Izdubar / Gilgamesh / Nimrod holding a full-grown lion. Would be approximately 20 feet in height. On one hand, on the other hand, he holding a snake. In other words, that's his way of snatching up Nubia and Egypt, according to this imagery. Because we don't rock beards like this. And the same type of image is up, but they have it named under what is known as Gilgamesh. The Gilgamesh Epics. And also it has a eagle-headed Nimrod. That's what they have this listed as, and that's what I guess what you see over there in Babylon. Now, another thing that caught my attention too, football, the shape of it, it's in the shape of an acorn. And they deal with that as far as being like a number one thing for them. Look at Christmas. What do you tie to the tree? An acorn. But that was the first time I ever seen a drawing like that, but I don't know if that drawing is the actual thing. But we do know these people are wearing beards heavily with full detailing to it. Let's see here. You got 1, 2, 3, four, five, six, seven. You got a fucking seven-headed dragon here in this clay pottery shit. They have it linked as the Israelians is Nimrod. But I do distinctly remember there's a seven-headed dragon in Revelation. So if y'all got a problem, y'all take it up with them. Don't take it up with Africa. Don't take it up with the subtropics. We didn't teach y'all this anyway. But that's another thing you can check out. That's two right there. You have two Babylon, and you have what's known, what was it, the Nimrod Oath. I'm sorry, the Oath of Nimrod. Okay, here's something here that I also see as well. What is known as the Ouroboros, Ouroboros, like an A, is a snake or serpent forming a circle by eating its tail. This symbol is tied to sun worshiping. The Egyptian Ra god, oh, here it is. It's funny where they put that. But anyway, the Egyptian sun Ra, or sun god Ra, I'll say it that way. I don't know why they worded it the way they had it before, has a snake wrapped around its a sun disk relating to the serpent to the sun. Now, you can see the same circle what they have here. And this is like a paganism, but that's not what you don't see dark-skinned people in these imageries. You see who? The red-skinned race people in these imageries. So you can't tie this to Africans because these people ain't Africans who dealing with the worship of the sun. They dealing with the worship of the sun. We just dealing with agriculture and energy. They snuck that shit in. So how y'all gonna say that the Africans are worshiping shit when we don't? We go by information based on our ancestors. They go by the shit we go by and keep remixing it. Let's see, that's strike two right there. Black people sold blacks in slavery. We found that out. Why and who and for what reason? Africans worship other gods. We see that ain't true. They chasing y'all away from the energy grid by giving you that bullshit. How you dare you keep people uneducated? That's just my take on that. So I know a lot of people out there, including people who I used to be friends with and stuff, that I don't say like we enemies, no, I just don't hang around people. But people who I used to be friends with, they had that same trauma, and that shit is trauma. They know it is. It's straight trauma. But nonetheless, show me a dark-skinned person around that worshiping shit. You ain't gonna see one. So here we have Nimrod and his wife. We don't know what's up with that. Here we got a seven-headed beast that the Bible is referring to. And I'm like, for real, man? Matter of fact, I'm going to make sure I highlight that shit. Because I know I'm going to see it again. And that's for you Bible people. I'm going to pull that shit up on y'all ass. Your seven-headed dragon right here, baby. Here you go. Just crying away. Here it is right here. This is what I was looking for. Seven-headed dragon. They had a drawing of it, and they had the actual whatever clay encryption. Or if it's on some type of paper. Or It's like a scroll, perhaps. That's two right there for that. And when I say hunting this information down, you're going to pull up something that's going to just blow you out the water. Trying to find some more information up here dealing with that. Hold up. I think I may have found something here. I think I may have. Let's see, you got the seven heads of the state or of the dragon. Nimrod, Babylon, Pharaoh, Egypt. And they have an Israeli emperor, a Babylon emperor, Nebuchadnezzar. You got Persian who has Cyrus, Alexander the Great for Greece, and Caesar for Rome. So really, we're just going to ignore Nubia and South Africa, huh? Very, very similar. Alright, I was looking at some information that's tied to this, but this is actually something else. Alright, I was trying to find some other information tied to this, but they done got animated with this shit. So I'm gonna go ahead and back on off on it. Let's see. You know what? When does Nimrod time in history? During what century? I know he was probably in BC. Couldn't have been an AD. Okay, doing what century? Hello, hello, hello. Okay, they got, let's see. They don't have no death, no birth. Nothing. What y'all trying to say? He didn't die? All right, let's do it this way. Nimrod's death. Let's see what comes up. Reigned for 60 years. Nimrod, son of Canaan, as the son, as one of who introduced Ash. Astrology and attempted to kill Abraham. That's what they call Medusa. Nope. All right. Let's see, it's known as the Masudi list. This is Nimrod as the first king of Babylon. Okay, the first king of Babylon, that's nice, but what's the ETA on his situation? That's my only thing. Including the Babylonian king. So we got this person named Sin, his grandson Sin, And this is around 2,254. It's getting in depth, getting a little deep here. That's another thing we can try to find here, because they don't give Nimrod's birth or death. So let's see. Let's find out when he was born. Uh-oh, they got him as December 25th. Nimrod was born December 25th. I don't know how true it is, but we'll find out. Wow. Okay, born on Christmas. Okay, they got him at the 24th. Some may have the 25th. So either way, we run the same ballpark, because Mongolia, a.k.a. Tatar, what they call them, they wore those Christmas tree fucking, Christmas hats, but they shaped in a different style, but the color and everything fits the crime. But more or less, that's what we're dealing with, this nutcase on the loose. Nutcase on the loose. I'm a little bit solo tonight. But more or less, we see now that there's two Babylon. But again, I suggest you check out the information tied to what was brought up tonight. We're going to be researching some more about Nimrod and making sure we go into his life. I know others will be very interested in hearing about it, but hey, let's do this. We'll be on again tomorrow, but a little bit earlier. Bring in some poetry. But they most definitely have this Babylon holiday linked to the paganism. Why they ain't keep it as Babylon, I have no idea. That's something that remains to be seen. I'm going to be on tomorrow, like I said. It's your big brother, your little brother, Dolomite. I'm only going to be in for an hour tonight. Just want to bring in some information and drop it to you. Most definitely, I'll be on tomorrow. As you can see, I'm getting a little OT. Because I was actually doing a little bit of meeting with the people out here. We were just coercing with each other for a mighty, mighty long time with some dialogue. But getting still, we getting some shit done over here in Sea City. So, make sure you link up with me. And we'll make things happen. Shout out to my brothers over there in South Africa. Again, your boy, you're going to keep elaborating it. Keep bringing that heat. Stay 40 deep. Do not break the Harriet Tubman rule. Like I said, I'll catch y'all tomorrow. It's on and popping. Shouts out to the queen and the kings out there. Peace and goddamn power if you want it, or war and goddamn power. But make sure you look out for your people. Otherwise, we'll be right back to square one. Other than that, I'll be back on tomorrow. I'm out.